Welcome back to Viking True 20 Actual Play. I'm Fraser, I'm your host and the GM of the game. Now you may have noticed we haven't had an episode in quite some time. There was a period there where we really weren't playing, and also summer tends to be a really bad time for podcasting. The regular podcasts that I do, Accidental Survivors and Collateral, both have hit kind of rough patches this summer and the early fall, but hopefully things will be getting back to normal. Now, just so you know, this episode is still edited for content, but in the future I'm going to be lessening the editing that I'm doing in the hopes of getting them out there more regularly. My time that I have available to work on podcasts has diminished incredibly, and so in order to make sure that I keep up with this podcast on a regular basis, I'm not going to be editing the episodes for content anymore, which means you're going to hear a lot more table talk, not in this episode, but in future episodes, and a lot more things that don't pertain to the game. Now, if you have a problem with that, and you might not even know if you have a problem with that until you hear the episode, the first episode that is not edited, but if you do, make sure you contact me at game@swordsedge.ca, and let me know your thoughts on the matter. If I get a huge outcry, I'll try to put more effort into editing it, or maybe roping somebody in to edit for me. But in any case, this episode has been edited for content, but the ones that are going to be coming later and more regularly will not be, and hopefully that won't cause a problem. Also, just so you know, the game was off for almost, I think through most of the summer, because we had lost a bunch of players and other things. Luckily, we're back on track, and Chris, one of the players that started with Viking True 20 Actual Play but then moved, has returned, and he's going to be rejoining our group. The Viking True 20 game ended, it stopped. We did not reach the conclusion, but because we had lost, we only had two players left at the time, so we ended the game, and the game that we're going to be starting this week, which is one of the reasons why I got back to actually editing the episode, the game that we're going to be starting this week is actually going to be a Mutants and Masterminds superhero game, a modern one. So, once we've cycled through all of the Viking True 20 actual play recordings, I'm going to be starting in on that one. Now, it's going to be basically the same group, except it's going to be a vastly different kind of game. It's going to be modern instead of historical. Hopefully you'll still be tuning in, checking us out, and listening, but of course if superheroes aren't your cup of tea, maybe you won't want to. Just to give you an idea of what kind of game we're going to be playing, it's going to be based on the Osiris Files, and you can find information on that on my blog, swordsedgepublishing.ca/Fraser, and it's kind of a take on Warren Ellis's and John Cassaday's Planetary. Go check it out on Wikipedia, and I'll have a link to it in the documents as well. So without further ado, I'm going to actually get to the recording itself. So, when last we left our heroes, they were on a ship heading south, to Totopet, which is the last stop before the portage.
The big ship. Grand portage. It's a 4-day portage.
Oh, right, running across the land.
And we
end it, right?
And then we go to Ceres, and then from Ceres, the Swine Pomage. I'm not sure there's any more portages between there and there. We're in Terra Incognita at that point.
Yeah, actually, I'm just thinking about that. Those weird jog in the river. What, didn't they just run across that as well?
Well, it's probably faster to go that way. This may be all mountains, right?
Oh, yeah.
So mountains or hills and maybe difficult terrain.
So
this is the reason why the river switches around, right? If it was nice and flat, it'd probably go straight.
Good point.
So, rivers tend to go in valleys for the most part.
Well, that's why I'm not captain.
Or navigator.
Or.
So right now you guys are on the river Lovat, and you will actually have to make a portage, get onto a another river. Starts with a D. Anyways.
The Danube?
No. And then another portage, and then onto the Danube. No Danube this time.
Oh, this time. One's coming up.
Later. But when we left the
sorry. In the Dnieper. When we left, you were on the ship that Kolega had hired, and you were there with Paulus Acropolites.
Oh, that's right, him.
And the boat had been chartered by Christoforos Skleros. And you were in the middle of being kind of questioned by Paulus. Because he was basically saying that you've amassed some pretty powerful enemies, which means that your master must be equally powerful. And that's kind of where we left it. So the question of who do you work for is kind of hanging in the air.
We work for no man but ourselves. I work for me. That's right, right? Well, I'm trying to think about that right now. We are captain. Not with us right now.
Harold is our captain. We work for Harold, don't we?
Yeah, but he's not here.
He's our pseudo-captain.
He's our figurehead.
He's a figurehead captain, yes. But we work for Odin. Don't we work for Odin? Isn't that who we work for? That's the guy who's always talked about praying to him and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone can exactly claim work under him or employment or whatever.
I honor Jobu.
Jobu?
Jobu. Praise be Jobu. That's who my god is.
Okay.
You got no one seriously in Major League. Okay.
I have, just it didn't make that much of an impact.
Jobu is a little troll-like thing, whatever that black guy I'm afraid to.
So, basically, Nemeth basically says, I don't have a master on mine. And then, so Paul's like, so then you're the captain of this group?
I travel with them.
No, he's our captain. He's just very polite about it.
Yep. You're making me the captain? You're making a horseman. The captain of your Viking group.
The man at top doesn't need to know what to do. He just needs to know how to manage people.
And I know.
Just roll with it. Roll with it.
He's basically setting you up as the target. I'm feeling uncomfortable. He's the captain.
If roll it, you're putting me in. Okay, fine.
Pretty much.
You may speak to me.
How did the Magyar become the captain of a group of Vikings?
Mutual respect and admiration. I'm good in a fight.
And what draws you to Constantinople? Or, I'm sorry, what draws you to Kiev?
Our destiny takes us there.
And a powerful destiny, is it? Would care to share? This sounds like a fascinating story.
At this time, we like to keep our destiny close to us.
So the closer
our business for
travel, better.
Our business for traveling is our own. And note that I say this not to be secretive, but to protect you.
That's quite a statement. Protect me from your powerful enemies. Is that?
Let's just say there are some forces that are against us.
Gods? Your Viking gods?
Did we say that?
We'd like to.
Somebody mentioned Loki.
Oh.
That's why he was riffing on powerful enemies.
Let's just say we'd like to have to avoid any
Imperial entanglements?
Yeah.
That's quite a trick, and it's going to cost you extra.
Right, what are we doing? We're talking to this guy.
Yes, we'd like to. I'm just saying that it's best to not leave.
It makes me question the decision to allow you onto our ship. Could be drawing these powerful enemies to us, and without any interest in your epic destiny.
How many men are we? We're only like 13 now, right?
There's the four of you.
Yep.
There is Gunner.
And
four of his guys.
It's 9 men. I doubt anyone would notice 9 men extra on a ship. As long as we make ourselves discreet enough.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not putting you off before Toropets. We have a contract, and my master always honors his contracts.
Who's your master? Did we ask that already?
Scleros.
Scleros.
He's the he's a merchant representing House Dermokites.
Dermokites. In any event, we'll do our best to avoid any problems on the journey.
The best for everyone involved. Now, if you'll excuse me. Sleep well. With my knife in your throat!
Just picture you went over the dead body. Yeah, that wasn't the best business move.
Think anyone will notice? So your first night on the ship.
She looks like hell.
Ha, ha, ha.
You're fired.
He always wants me on this interview.
Is it nighttime during this conversation?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting tired, too. Home will take the first watch, and we'll get some sleep. And then he can wake me later on.
All right, all right.
You're on the ship.
Yeah.
You'll have to, you'll be grounding, or beaching, because you're going against the current.
Oh, okay. So, when we beach, we'll sleep in shifts. Home will take the first shift. I'll take the second, and then you'll get the third one. And I forgot your name.
Wolf Eye.
Coyote here. I'll take the first
one. Wolf Eye.
Makes hands everywhere
Fox
you go.
Fox moves, what?
Best idea not to piss off the newcomer.
Well, like, but he's a new guy. You have to make fun of him. Come on. Look at the Magyars. You know, the new guy was just picked on.
When we first met each other, did we make fun of each other?
And that's because we weren't the new guys. We were just like, you know, same guys.
Well, actually, you didn't remember. I just didn't understand what you were saying.
I made fun of you, too. So. You thought it was great up until you...
Yeah, up until I could understand what you were saying.
We have been through a lot, home. You and I. Our friendship will be written about by bards.
Are there bards?
And songs will be sung.
Skulls. You gotta work your way in, boy.
Songs will be sung.
No, actually,
down to the ages.
Apparently, I've performed. So.
See, he will write songs about our daring do.
Come on!
Probably made fun of you too.
Probably. And yes, they went to an inn, which was burnt.
Again. But there was no one to drink in amazement because they'd lost everyone. Alright, so when they beach the ship, they offer that you can stay on board the ship for the night. A lot of the people do sleep, although the ship is slightly tilted.
No, we can sleep on the shore. I would sleep. Let's go sleep on the shore.
Wait.
No, Nemeth sleeps on the shore.
I make sure no one can hear this. Should we sleep off the ship so it doesn't get burned, or do you think it'll get burned because we're not here protecting it?
I want to sleep on land.
Okay.
That's Nemeth's only concern. He's a horseman. He's not... You know, when he has a chance to sleep on land, he sleeps on land. I'm sorry.
Well...
Months at sea is still not gotten him used to sleeping on ships, so he's going on land. So.
Not sleeping outside by yourself, because you'll probably be dead that way.
Well, so I figure that,
I'm going outside, too. You coming?
Think of it this way. If we're on board the ship and it burns, then we're on board the ship and it's burning. If we're off the ship and it burns, we're off the ship and it's burning. So the way I figured, off the ship is better.
Oh, wow. You really think about everyone else, don't you?
Oh, no, I'm just saying that's...
All right.
In either case, if the ship burns, the ship burns.
Okay. You're on the ship and we're going to sleep on land. Okay.
Have fun.
Okay. Are you keeping watches on land?
Yes, he's taking the first watch. And I'll take the second watch, and then since he's not with us, we'll get one of the other... We'll get the other guy, the other named NPC that we have.
Gunner?
Sure. Gunner, yeah. Gunner will be the other watch.
Yeah, what's Gunner going to be doing?
They're following your lead.
Yeah, they're going to sleep.
Because they're still expecting their shares and the gold.
There are bodyguards.
Pretty much. They're your warband. Like, they'll do what you tell them to do.
Yes.
So you basically inherited them from Sven.
Yes. So we'll actually set up a couple of their men to watch.
Here you go, Sven. Oh, here's your crew. Where's the rest of them?
The crazy thing, the way it's going to work is that while I'm awake, one of their men is going to be awake with me. So they're going to be on guard at all times. So when my ship's over, when home ship is over, he'll have one of those men with him. I'll wake up and I'll have one of the men with me, and then Gunnar and one of his men will be the last one.
Okay.
There'll always be two.
What about Theodore?
Oh, Theodore? He's an NPC, so he even sees anything, he won't be saying anything, so...
Since he's totally an automaton.
Oh, Theodore's the best. I love Theodore.
I guess Theodore can watch with Gunnar. No, I'm good, thank you.
Delicious.
That's fine.
Right, you will.
That tastes delicious, eh? I don't want to take the whole thing. Do you want to take half?
They come off in one room.
There you go.
Perfect. Frazier, you want some licorice?
No, I'm cool. Thanks.
It's going to give your four dudes names.
Bob, Ted,
Ashbjorn, Heg, Ingvar, and Gluff.
Oh, sure, if you want the Norse version of the names, yes.
So that's actually Andy, Harry, Iggy, and Mike.
Iggy. I love it. Tom, Dick, Harry, and
Gunner.
Okay. And Wolf Eye is sleeping on the ship, right?
Yep.
You wake to the smell of no.
What?
No. Actually, you are woken in the night by a dream. And it's
I have to analyze. How can you be woken by a dream?
Because, you know, it's shocking. It wakes you up.
Oh, okay.
And it's one of your visions. And what you see is... appears to be... a dark giant with one red eye facing a comparatively small, but man-sized, shining individual with a silver hand and a long spear. And at the shining figure's side is a dark-haired man in wearing Norse clothes with armor and a shield and a sword, and he has what looks like Celtic runes tattooed on his face, running along his cheek and then down and along his arms, and they glow as he fights. And that the red eye turns to you, and that's what wakes you.
From the giant?
Yep. And as you wake, there's one word, doesn't mean anything to you, but that kind of echoes in your head. Not a word, a phrase. For Sucullus.
Oh. I wake up screaming.
My crooked eyes!
In a cold sweat.
Yes.
Who said, for Sucullus?
He's not sure.
Big booming voice. Cool. He's taking notes for me.
I was afraid I'd have to take my own notes.
Oh, by the way, I don't know if you've done this yet, or if you've done it recently, but actually was on his blog about the adventure, and actually read through everyone's origins and all the extra add-ons that you wrote to. And it's like, okay, yeah.
So big things are making sense.
Well, no, the thing is, it's like, it's nothing my character would have knowledge of anyway. So even if I didn't know it, it's like my character would know it.
No, anymore. No, of course not.
But I mean, I mean, even back then, that giant woman that we saw there, was mentioned, and Loki was mentioned, and he's a trickster, and all. But it's like, there's still things there that are tied into it. So just I thought it'd be interesting if you guys reread it again.
No, I will. I remember your background, but I remember your mundane part of your background. I don't remember what happened supernaturally.
Nothing really supernaturally happened. Well, I guess, yeah, it was Loki again doing it.
total Pete doing his thing. But yeah, like what?
Burning people.
Apparently I'm going to be some threat to some great emperor or something. I may upset the balance of an entire region.
Well, one thing I think of is a lonely old scout named Nemet getting a big pile of gold. I'm sure that will upset a lot of people.
And become a great Jarl.
Now, does Wolf-Eye do anything, or just, that's messed up, I'm going back to sleep?
How much do I remember after waking up?
Well, you've had experiences with the visions before, so you'll be able to recall the key things. You're actually not even sure if there was more than the key images that I just related. The dark figure, gigantic, glowing red eye.
Gigantic as in like 50 feet tall, or gigantic as like
gigantic feet tall? As in about 16, maybe 20 feet tall.
Okay.
And
that's like Pops maybe, or?
Kind of like, if we were referring to it, probably a Cyclops, except doesn't have an eye in the center. The eye is where the eye should be. You just couldn't see anything on this side. If there was maybe another eye or whatever, but basically the image was all dark. It's very difficult to see any details. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a big black giant with red glowing eye. And the bright figure with the silver hand, the spear, and then beside him, the Viking guy with the Celtic.
Were they fighting, or?
Looked like they were kind of facing off. And then the gigantic red-eyed thing turns to you, and that's when woke, and kind of echoing in your mind was Force Lucullus.
I'll go back to sleep in my hammock, but, you know, still wide awake and pondering the...
Morning comes without any other... oddness.
Wait, oh, thank God this ship is there.
You're like, I'm afraid to open my eyes. I'm so ship.
You have no idea. Anything else burns to the fireplace, but that's normal. Limits.
Check your body.
Still good. Thing. Decrepit.
I'm still old.
Yeah, actually, if I would wake up young, I'd be really panicked. What does this mean? Damn it.
This can't be good. Why are you yelling again? No. Nothing is good. Anything weird that happens is bad. And then, of course, after a quick meal, they're back into the water, heading towards Toropets, which is going to be, again, a few days.
I'll do a little weather prediction for the day. Ooh, that's pretty good. That would be me. So I can predict the weather for almost up till 2 days from now.
Okay. Actually, it's good sailing weather. There's not much wind, because the prevailing wind would actually be problematic for you. So the fact that it's going to be pretty calm is good.
Cool.
Did I describe for Sven Helmcarver? I think I remember last game I said I'd do that later, and this is later now, so.
Okay.
Unless I've already done it and found out he was somewhere, but I don't remember that.
No. You had found Harold and Thorgil.
Yeah, I remember that.
How does Brian work for him?
Yeah, you're going to have to...
I think you sit down and you think of something really hard, and then it just comes to you.
Difficulty base is 10, modified by familiarity.
Especially you have 12. Exactly.
What?
I don't want any accident.
Oh, it's too hard.
And don't break your blood vessels.
Keep some aspirin on hand.
That's a scrying shame.
I picked some Ignatia earlier, so that you're using
it. I roll for this, right?
Yep.
You 8 plus wisdom. Oh, only 10.
Do they have copy yet at this point in time?
No. Here. No. Okay. In the Americas, they do.
So how did they stay awake?
Blood,
they
sweat.
They had tea, though, didn't they? Yeah, but they had tea. I would have tea. I would know tea, wouldn't I? That's
yeah.
I care.
I'm yeah, sure anyone on the Silk Road.
So I'm sure. I don't know if Norse would, but...
No. Actually, I think tea is pretty much...
They had grog.
I think tea is probably pretty universal. I mean, basically anytime you infuse a vegetable into a drink,
I'm not talking about tea from India, you know. The original, that tea.
Yeah, anyone along the Silk Road would have kind of tea from India.
So I used that the last...
Actually, you're pretty familiar with Sven, so you have a plus 10, so that's actually a 20.
Awesome. I didn't think I was going to get anything. Because even though we met him, we didn't spend a lot of time with him. He wasn't great company to us.
He wasn't exactly your best buddy, eh? So what you see... What you see is what appears to be Sven. Except facially it looks just like Sven, but with a thicker beard. His hair seems even more red, almost like fiery red. He's much larger than you remember him, physically, like muscular. And he's encased in what appears to be stone, but a metallic kind of stone. It almost reflects light like metal, but its consistency looks like stone. And around him, working on this covering, almost like a sarcophagi around him, are...
Is it like carved?
Yeah, it's almost like a coffin, but you can still see it only goes up to his shoulders. And working on it with hammers and chisels, chiseling runes into the side of this stone coffin, are small... stunted, misshapen men. They get to sense motive. That's what you see.
So, do I know that they kind of sense something? Because I just saw you roll for sense motive.
Don't necessarily that, like, if they notice something, you'd probably get a reaction, but you don't really see any reaction. And if you were to guess what these were, you would probably think that they were the Vergar.
What is Vergar?
The Svartalfar. Yeah, basically dwarves.
Okay, so they're mostly human-looking then.
Yeah, they're basically like small, stunted, misshapen humans. And you can't... In your scrying, you recognize them to be runes, but you actually can't read them. You don't know what they are.
Can I try and redraw them again? Would I remember some of them to...
You could try.
Would I roll for that? Wisdom, intelligence?
I would go with wisdom.
Alright. Don't you have a rune carving skill?
Actually. No, stop excusing me.
It's so easy to do.
Jared! can I grab some. Oh, geez, I wouldn't know about Viking stuff. Do they have pen and paper? Pencil and paper?
No. You have a knife and a deck.
Yeah.
You need a knife in the ground.
Oh, I don't want to put it into the wood permanently. Alright, is there any loose pieces of wood that I can...
Are we on the ship right now? Or are we...
No, actually, it's still morning. You draw it in the dirt.
Oh, fuck. I'll do that.
You have the dirt. Stick in the dirt.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Seven?
Theater. Do these symbols look like anything to you?
Oh, the seven was for recall.
Yeah. What? Oh, no, I was...
What are you scratching in the earth?
I'm drawing doodles in the earth.
Well, so
do these look like anything?
Like snow. So after you...
I think it's a moon. No, wait.
So after you came out of the scry, because when you are scrying, you were totally cut off.
Oh, right? I can't do it?
Okay. No. So the role was to see when you came out of scrying if you could recall them enough to write them out.
Okay.
And so you weren't able to recall anything. It is first thing in the morning, so all of your... have been renewed. All of your what, you ask?
Conviction.
Yes.
Oh.
So if you consider it terribly important, you could spend conviction for a reroll.
Well, I want to damn know, so I will.
E equals MC squared?
What is that? This is rubbish, old man.
No, no.
That's Apple's fault. I think this means something.
Yeah.
Oh. It's 11?
11, so 13.
Okay. Didn't mark down our conditions, mean?
No, you got 11?
13.
No, but your roll was 11?
Yep.
It's too bad. Because anything under an 11, you get to add 10. If you were a 9, you could have 19.
Wait, it was a 10. No, it was a
14. Anyways.
What were the dwarves called? The Vergard.
Yeah, D-V-E-R.
D-V?
Okay. Yeah. Vergard? D-V-E-R-G-A-R. But they're also basically, they're the Dark Elves. The Norse knew them as the Dark Elves or the Black Elves.
Oh, the Svartalfar.
Well, they are. But to the Norse, the Elfar and the Svartalfar were like the Elves and the Dwarves kind of
thing. Okay. All right. Well, so did you see Sir Durden or whatever it is?
Still going to tell Theodore what I saw. Of Theodore, I
have... Could you... And, Wolfi would probably come out to have breakfast with them or something. Uh-huh. So we'll say that Wolfi is there. When you really when you wake up, he's like standing there right in front of you.
Good morning, pie.
What's bacon?
He went to go get some berries or something.
And so if you could each just make a wisdom check. Actually, intelligence check versus DC 15.
I got 17.
Okay.
3 plus 0, so that's 13 plus intelligence.
13. When he describes what he saw, the first thing that comes to your mind is a huge red-haired guy. I've never met this Sven. That sounds like Thor.
I never met this Sven, but that sounds like Thor.
Thor's not like in the Marvel comics. He's actually red-haired.
No, I thought he was gray with black eyes.
Okay.
Oh. Sorry, man, that's Sorry, get his whole name.
Fired. And in this campaign, that's especially bad.
Yep.
Why is Loki?
I was going to say something about Loki, but we're comics now. I understand.
You don't know?
No.
Because he inhabited Sif's body.
Sif's? Oh.
That's why she can't be... That's why Thor can't find her. He's found all of the Norse, all of the Norse gods, except for Sif. He can't find Sif. Again, I don't have that issue. I'm inferring from what I read. I think there may actually be an issue that explains it. But
I didn't mean to sidetrack things.
Yeah, but anyways. So yes, that's... The description is much like Thor. The stone that he's encased in sounds very much like the Urdu that his hammer was made of.
What does that mean?
And his hammer was made by dwarves.
Oh.
Wonder pets. Yeah.
Instantly kills the mood for it. Serious.
Exactly.
What's going on?
Serious, terrifying. That's okay. Don't worry. Lenny, Tuck, and Ming Ming will come and save us all.
Oh. What?
Damn,
those
dude.
Are the wonder pets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just wait till you have kids. So.
It's a dark time.
Okay.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Really.
Why did you... I thought you were scrying on Sven.
We're traveling with...
Thor in your head? Maybe,
well,
maybe
now,
think about Thor too much?
Remember, Wolfi didn't see this.
Yeah.
He just said, that description sounds like Thor. I've never met the Sven. It sounds like Thor. The face was... That looked like Sven. But not Sven as you knew him.
Yeah, I got that. But...
A little rougher, a little hairier.
I've never actually met Thor.
No.
So,
nor has Wolfi or anyone.
Well, you've just seen tried hell, and you've
tried being a sneak.
And you've tried
Sven being encased in stone.
Visions being misleading. Dwarves. That hasn't happened. Ever.
Of course not.
These dwarf-like beasties.
God, I'm confused now.
Oh.
Because I don't do that every single game.
Who's your patron god, anyway? His home?
Huh?
Who's your patron god?
Odin.
Odin?
The old fella knows. Listen to the old fella.
Okay.
My character's old.
I know you're old. You had to change your pants, too.
Unless there's anything to do on the shore, we can eat breakfast, get on the boat, and keep going.
Is there anyone else we need to scry on? I don't think so.
No.
We tried Harold, right?
Yeah, Harold, yeah.
He's in Harold's Harold. With Gorgil.
Gorgil.
And he's with Hell.
So burnt.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't toasted. The man that we saw found was not his body, so...
Oh, that's right.
Let's do toasting. He's probably somewhere sipping on his ale going, where the hell am I?
You do need to make a fatigue check.
Alright. You make it. So we can roll on the table, perhaps, next time. That would be a good idea.
Shut up.
Use a conviction point. It's under 9, so you have 19.
Woohoo. Shoot. How do I roll for the skin? Fortitude?
No, it's willpower.
Then it's 9 plus 2.
Willpower?
Yeah, unless it gets like a plus 10.
Yeah, so you're fatigued.
Damn.
It doesn't mean you can't. It just means that next time your fatigue is going to be even...
That's the worst. Tose is worth it, though. I got your back. But hey, we're on the ship anyway. What's going to happen?
Actually, not on the ship yet.
I'll carry the ship if you have to. We got like 8 guys who can carry it.
We're not on the ship yet. What could happen, ship?
What's the worst that could happen?
No, I'll save it for later. I'm already fatigued.
I didn't see that coming.
So an hour later, you can if you don't, you recover from fatigue every hour.
Okay. I'll do it in an hour.
So you can make a constitution check difficulty 10 to recover from the fatigue.
In an hour, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you get on board, and most of the crew, actually all of the crew, except for you guys, slept on the ship. But they did disembark to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so Paul's kind of asked if you had a restful night.
Yes, I did. How about you, Wolfsbrain? sorry.
I suppose. Considering the fact that I've rarely ever slept on a ship before. But one needs to learn.
Keep on ships?
Well, I don't have any skills pertaining to...
Norris pretty much lived on their ships.
Oh, alright, then. Never mind. You scratch all that.
So how was your night, Wolf's side?
Yeah. It was all right. Some sailor kept on snoring.
I see. Well then, so I guess you don't tell us about your dream.
Nope, I had a dream.
Oh, a dream? No. I'm just saying your character doesn't tell us about the dream.
So the day goes by. Largely unmarked, largely unnoticed.
Okay. Sometime later during the day, I scribe.
Yeah, so an hour into the trip, you want to make your constitution check?
Yeah. 10.
10, yeah, difficulty 10.
Awesome.
So now you can make your scry.
16.
Okay. So you were scrying for...
Toast day.
I feel like having some burritos.
Which is odd for a Viking.
I got this idea.
Wrath bread. So, you scribe for Toast Day, and what you see is a cave of ice. And encased in blocks of ice are Toste and his men. All of them.
Fired.
He's
Fraser?
Yeah.
In case of not, can I do like one of those things where like I describe, you know, the plot thing, you know? Because I want Tose to be there, case of nice, sitting down with a bug.
He's actually frozen to something went back, and he's got a little carved into the ices. They burned down the inn. Wonderful. Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, that's my plot point.
Beautiful.
I think I get a conviction point for that.
Right. Theodore, isn't there one of the worlds... No, wait, I should know. It's more like, isn't there one of the worlds that's supposed to be made of ice completely?
Yeah.
Wait, I think I saw that.
Wouldn't that sort of explain that room you guys found in the inn, the burnt-out inn?
No, but the ice... But...
Yeah,
there was that ice room, but that wasn't Toasty's room, though, was it?
No, that was Odun.
Yeah,
Odun.
Yeah. Wizards. Are you saying that there's a... In your underworld, there's... Or your...
I forget how the...
Asgardian world?
Yeah, it's one of the Asgardian worlds.
Yes, Niflheim is a realm of ice. It is both where one would find Hel and her halls, as well as the giants.
Now, why would someone go to Niflheim? Oh, Niflheim is Hel. Hel is punishment place.
Yeah. Matt. Well, Hel's halls are in Niflheim, but also it's the land of the frost giants.
Man, our friends are fucked. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Maybe they did die and went to that land.
All right, rest of the day goes by, you said?
Yep. And partway through the day, sometime in the evening, perhaps, or before, or late afternoon, I should say, Wolfeye, out of the corner of your eye, it looks like you see one of the sailors, and it almost looks like it has a silver hand, just like the bright figure in your vision. When you kind of look back, it's not. Almost like it was a trick of the light or something. To verify if it was one of your visions or not?
Mm-hmm.
No, you have a sense of when you're in that state, and that's not what it was. It wasn't a vision. And evening falls again on your second day.
What's the landscape like around here?
Water.
No, it's a river. I'm talking about the land.
Yeah, but it's minor undulations of hills and very forested.
Okay.
Evening of the second day, same as before. Wolfeye sleep on the ship. You guys sleep.
I'll sleep on the land.
Okay. Gunnar and his boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so first watch is
same as last time. Home and the man,
and then yeah. Nemeth, and then
home Gunnar. And Tom.
Where is home?
Then Nemeth and Dick. And then Gunner and Harry.
What is... I'm going to screw this up. Paulus Acropolites?
Yep.
Is that right?
Close enough.
What's he doing during this whole time?
Not much. He's obviously not ship's crew. He spends a fair amount of time in the morning exercising and practicing with his weapons, which include a long sword similar to what the Vikings would use, a shorter sword with a pretty broad blade, and a double-handed axe.
Okay, wait. I could be getting my description mixed up. You said he was kind of like pot-bellied.
Scleros is the pot-bellied merchant, and Acropolites is the guy who looks like a soldier.
Oh.
Polites is Scleros's... servant or something.
Like yeah, that. It's
or bodyguard,
or captain at arms or whatever you want to call him. He never really made
his right hand man. Basically, yeah. Is Man Friday.
Okay, I want to know what to. Yeah.
I just want to inject that in the mornings when I wake up, I will do some target practice with my arrows.
Okay.
What is this, Cirellus? So the merchant.
Cirellus?
Yes.
Christophoros. We can just call him Chris, I guess. He's usually reading. Reading, relaxing. He always has, if the sun is out, he has an umbrella covering him. And he's taking it easy.
Okay. Just wanted to know if he was doing anything suspicious.
I'll strike up a conversation with Polaris in the morning, you know, during his routine. Just, like, ask about his weapons and get information from him. Just, like, you know.
Yeah.
being neighborly, you know, and have you ever tried a scimitar, and, you know, maybe, or how's your bowmanship and stuff like that, and try to build up some sort of camaraderie between us.
He actually, he's very open about it. His sword was actually modeled after those that the Varangians use.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, he was standing with Cole back in the guy who called Sven out. He had traveled with him.
Yeah.
So he uses the sword and the axe are both he adopted from the Varangian guard, from Vikings that work in Constantinople. Mm-hmm. Whereas the shorter sword is a little, he calls it a personal quirk, because though he's a Greek, he does consider himself a Roman.
Oh, okay.
So he's modeled on a gladius. And he is interested in attempting your bow.
Yes.
Because he says he's never studied archery very much, but he has used, I can't remember exactly what they're called, but they're very, I think they're called belly bows. They're very primitive crossbows that the Byzantines used.
Yeah. Well, I give him what instruction I can, which is a lot.
Because I'm an expert.
I don't like to brag or anything, but, you know.
But I'm awesome.
They called me Captain Awesome back in the day.
Which doesn't sound as cool in Magyar.
So, yeah, I give him lessons with the bow and of course, the usual laughter of him trying to draw it the first time and being unable to, and me telling him to
do it incorrectly.
So yeah.
And he questions you on your weapons and where their origin, which I guess they're all Magyar.
Yeah, they're pretty much all the weapons and stuff like this. I mean, and I explained to him most of the weapons are on horseback, and that's why we look all and stuff like this. And the joy of going at full gallop and let loose with my arrows, I miss that.
It says, if I recall, the Magyars, are they still pagan?
Unfortunately, the Christian god has wormed his way into our culture somewhat. I myself remain, you know, it's true to the old ways, but slowly even the local lords now are embracing the Christian. It is much to my disdain. I'm visibly, obviously, disgusted by it all.
You're aware that in the realms of Kievan King, they're forcing
them. I'm not sure if I was aware of that. I must have been. But I don't know. No, I probably wasn't aware of it. But to travelers, even to travelers,
anyone within their walls, they can forcibly baptize unless you've already proclaimed yourself as Christian.
Well, that's a bit annoying, a bit of news.
But isn't the King of Kiev one of your people? Isn't he a Varangian?
My people? No. Not for real. Oh, he's talking to you, these guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Is he? Come on, Noel. You've been around long enough, you should know.
Yeah, I mean, all the rulers of Kiev, Novgorod, basically everyone up to Constantinople. Well, up to Kiev is Norse.
Oh, okay, yes.
So, one of your own Viking brothers is forcing his people away from your old god?
That doesn't seem right. Especially now when we need their strength.
I wonder what will happen when you arrive in Kiev, or perhaps it may have spread to the effects, and they force Christianity on you. Do you think those gods will abandon you then?
Well, to death. They cannot seriously do that. They cannot force me to believe in something, in someone else, something
else. I don't
else.
Think they want you to believe, I just think they want you baptized.
They'll never baptize me. Baptizing consists of...
They dunk you in water.
I've survived water before. I think I'll survive this baptism. And it's a Christian ritual.
And then they claim your soul for Christ.
They'll pry it from me.
They might. Just thought you should be warned. since you're clinging to these old gods to protect you from your powerful enemies, it truly unfortunate if you lost their protection.
I don't... To my character, they dunk me in water? No, that doesn't make me a Christian. That means they dunk me in water. So what?
But it is holy water. Blessed by their priests.
I'll pee in it.
Before you come to do it?
Oh, wow.
There's a wise decision. Boy, they say wisdom comes with age, but with you, I'm not so sure.
So, yeah, at that, Paulus bids his leave.
Trust me, Holm. I've seen it in my own country. You may think it's but water, but much of my country has fallen under sway of this Christian god.
Well, then I'll stay away from
through
them.
Through their baptisms.
I'll stay away from their magic water and pray to Odin to give me protection from them.
Did you know they eat the blood and the body of their savior? Are they cannibals?
That's disgusting.
Indeed. Now you know why, and it's okay for you to be baptized by them?
Maybe not. These cannibals are just going to dunk us in water.
Even the dead?
Sort of water that makes me want to eat my own friends.
But trust me, Holm, that is what has happened in my own country. I have seen it with my own eye. That is why I left.
Sounds like a good reason. Well, if we find any Christians, we'll
put them to the sword.
Yeah.
Well, there's a well thought out.
You're going to wipe out all of Kiev?
Yeah. Where everybody is.
Genocide!
How big is Kiev again?
Oh, right.
How big? What's the population of Kiev?
3,000.
Yeah. And you want to put them all to the sword. Okay. Again, I ask. I thought wisdom came with age.
No, it's nail away.
Your brain has been addled. No wonder you've lost so many battles.
Death?
Do they ask, like, oh God, how do I say this? But it's like, when we come up to the door, do they ask us if we're Christian or not?
Oh, you're just asking Paulus before he leaves?
Yes. Or I catch up to him and ask him, I guess.
No, when I... Most of us, and he kind of flashed his cross, make it pretty obvious, our religion. But I've never seen anyone stop and ask.
No. Do you actually have an Odin symbol on your chain or something like that?
Yeah, for sure.
What's the one, what Sancho passed on to you guys, that he said?
Right, well, we gave it to one of those, right?
Yeah. No, just one.
Oh, one, yeah, the Thor thing, yeah. As far as I know, I don't think I've ever... Well, partly because I couldn't find any sort of actual Magyar gods. I didn't know any of them, so I've kind of left him as being like just a follower of the old ways, and I don't know if he actually carries around any symbolism of it, but it's your call on that.
Again, the day is pretty uneventful.
That night, you see a mimic going to bed with a big, huge, crudely carved cross hanging around his neck.
And late in the afternoon, just as the sun is beginning to set, you're on deck, and out of the corner of your eye, it looks like one of the crewmen has a silver hand. You kind of like do a double take, but when you look again, no, it's not there. But it must have been like a trick of the light or something.
Is it the same crewman he saw with his silver hand earlier?
He didn't tell you anything about
that. I know,
so. He's relatively tall for a Greek, and fair-haired, pretty big guy. He definitely stands out from the rest of the crewmen.
Well, if I look closely, and if I see it, if his hand is still just regular human, then
yep.
I'll just shrug and move about my daily business.
Yeah, when you look back and kind of check it out. No, there's no silver hand.
Could I even tell which hand it was? Left or right? Probably not, I guess. It doesn't even matter. Say, I'll just shrug it off and say, wow, people are like, I've been on the boat too long. I'm catching whatever Holm has.
Did you?
That's it. If it's contagious.
And so that evening, you guys do the same thing?
I ask? Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm going to go on land again, sure.
Paulus Acolytes, I ask him. I don't know what I mean to that. Do you think it would be wise that if we could just walked into Kiev as we are,
or do you really think we should try and blend in?
Talking
to him about...
Kev is run by the Norse. I mean, he would call the Norse Varangians. That's what they...
Oh, okay.
Kev is run by the Varangians. You'll fit in fine. Kind of points to them that he, on the other hand, might stand out a little bit. But he looks enough like a Pachinik that they might just assume he...
Oh. What's a Pachinik exactly?
Remember the guys in the south? The horse warriors that attacked Thor and his crew?
Yeah.
Are the Pachniks Christians?
No.
Oh, well then, I should make myself look more Norse than anything.
Horse no.
I would definitely be picked out of the crowd to be, perhaps I can make myself appear more Norse Varangian. Varangian, I think you said the term?
Varangian? Yeah, Varangian.
Yes. Home, help me make myself more Varangian. What would that tail entail, I wonder? I'm not sure I can grow a beard. I got a nice long mustache, but you saw what it looked like. Can you make him look more Norse? Well, I'll try and wear. I'll see if I can get some clothes to wear to that looks make me look more Norse.
Okay.
And I'll hide my more Magyarian armor and clothing. And I'll go. This really smells. It chafes.
It's supposed to. That's how you know it's working.
Okay.
Everything seems to be two sizes too big for me.
And that night,
same routine. Time. Yeah. Same routine.
Okay. Yep. Eventless night. Morning comes. It's third day.
How'd you sleep, Goldeneye?
Wolfside.
Oh, Wolfside.
Satellite anywhere?
How did you sleep, Wolfside?
Wolfside. I slept well.
As did I. Home?
I'm old. I always have a terrible night.
Yes, I was woken up by your creaking bones.
Morning comes.
I do the same routine that I did, you know, do my workout and exercise in the morning with the, and still getting on better terms with,
Polis.
See that he's actually hitting the tree now, whereas before he was not even touching it with the arrows. And
he tells you that, by tomorrow they will...
I was going to ask him.
Tomorrow early they should be reaching Toropats.
Toropats, cool.
And then they're going to... be traversing a bunch of smaller streams until they reach the portage. There's going to be two legs of the portage, one to the Dina and one to the Dinya.
That should be interesting. I've never been on a portage before.
Luckily, you won't be doing the carrying. Usually, if you were traveling in one of the Viking ships, everyone has to pitch in and carry, but you won't have a ship. You're on your own after Torpest.
Totally.
Are there horses? Right? Do you know if there's somebody who sells horses in Torpest? Maybe.
Torpest is the beginning of the portage, right?
Yeah, right there. So we're going to be going on horses.
Yep. Yeah, that's fine.
Do we have any? Ask him. Do you know if anyone there, or maybe he has like idea of what the land is like beyond Torpest?
Torpest, yeah. As much as you've seen it here, lots of small streams, small lakes.
Rolling hills with forest.
And the difficulty is that outside of the walled cities of the Varangians...
We're pretty much on. And the Pasniks are the big worrisome?
No, area? Here it's the Slavs.
The Slavs.
Even though most of the Slavs have accepted Christianity and joined in the Kievan kingdom, the ones outside of the walls, the Krynich... bandits, tribal warfare, 9 men traveling on horseback will be tempting targets for them, I'm sure.
Bandits.
What can you tell us? And I try to find out what other information you can tell us about the Slavs, like being the typical tactician scout that I am, and find out, like, you know, what their tactics are in, like, fighting and, I guess, ambushing. And
ambush,
are they horsemen? Are they horsemen? Are they foot soldiers?
Foot soldiers.
Are there any sort of paths or anything, roads or paths or anything?
You can follow the portage route. if you want. But that will take you to another river. Then you'll need to follow that river along without a boat.
Well, do you know if there are any... Maybe there are some guides in the city that we could hire?
Most of the guides in the city would be for the portage. There would not be many to go overland. Although, most of them having been born and raised in this area would certainly know it well enough to...
And you mentioned that some Slavs are being Christianized?
The ones in the cities, mostly. The Kievan kings have not extended their authority much beyond their cities.
Okay.
When we get over the portage, are we going to be able to get a boat? Is there... Just kind of assumed we were going to grab a boat on the other side of the portage.
What, we could go to Syrnes or whatever?
Yes.
And hire a boat there?
Yeah. Is that feasible?
Oh, yeah, there should be plenty of ships traveling south.
So, perhaps that's what we'll do, then. We can take the horses.
Yep. Sounds like a plan.
Have you ever ridden before home?
Sure, can't be that hard. I mean, I ride a boat all day.
Yes. Okay. I'll make sure not to tell him some of the more interesting aspects of horseback riding. After the first night, I'm sure he'll tell me what those are. I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. What do you mean you're sore? You're sore where? Well, sit for the back next time.
Jerk.
Okay. So again, a day of regular travel.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else we need to do. I mean, I'll try to find out any more information about the surrounding areas and just, you know, I'm very curious about, you know, just what we're there's no, like, mountains or anything like that. It's all just really rolling hills and forest. Well, that's pretty much, you know, I think, I don't know if there's anything else I need to know, really.
No, what do you want to know in particular? I can give you three facts about the region.
Well, when we get there, I don't know. All I'm really interested in is, like, the Slavs, well, how they fight, you know, how they actually do their ambush for that, maybe ways to prepare.
Perhaps a path without as many bandits?
Yeah.
That's safer.
Would you be able to find that out? Like, find a safer path through the portage to Syrnes?
Yep. Well, generally, not specifically.
Okay.
But I could probably find out more about there are a larger concentration of people and then avoid them.
Oh, we're not there yet, but something definitely to think about when we get there. I'm not sure if you can do it now.
No, I need to be in the area.
Yeah. So that's one thing then, is maybe trying to avoid larger settlements, larger groups.
Oh, that's all right.
I don't know what else we need to find out.
Reason until we get to
So the next night, same dealio?
Same deal.
Yeah. Yeah. How long would it take me to make a boat?
Quite some time.
Yeah.
To make a good one?
Yeah.
Quite some time.
Just curious.
When you awake, Gunnar and Mikloff have had their throats cut.
Damn.
And the sword?
What sword?
The sword from the tree is gone.
The sword in the tree?
The sword from Higelac did the object read, and it was placed in the tree by the one-eyed wanderer.
Yeah.
That sword is gone.
Who had the sword? Did you have the sword?
Yeah, I had the sword. I've been using it this whole time.
So you lost your sword?
Yeah, very much.
Maybe you misplaced it last night. You went to bed and you just put it down somewhere and you just forgot.
And might I remind you, there's two guys with their throats cut.
Yes, true.
Yeah, maybe I just left it on their throats.
Maybe.
Hey guys, hold this. I'm back. All right, second sight, definitely.
Okay.
Object read.
So you're doing an object read?
Yeah, I've done object read.
And you're doing.
What's the good thing to do an object read on?
Oh, you're doing second sight to see if there was
magic involved.
Yep.
Do it on the bodies. They are technically objects.
Yeah, I can do it on bodies, right? Or can I have to?
You can do it on anything on the bodies.
Yeah.
No, the bodies are objects. What's it do?
Sure about that. No, I'm looking there.
Tedding, I'm rolling, I need to say.
Oh, yeah, gotta love
that. So, if you want to make your... Oh, okay, I make the check. Okay.
You make a check. Check for me, I think.
Yeah, for both.
Yeah. Could I tell that the necks were cut rather than ripped?
Oh, they were cut, yep.
Oh, goddamn, oh, goddamn.
Shoot.
Polycolides
no beast did the whatever. This.
Polycolides or his boss. I forget his name.
In the meantime, I'll search the ground for tracks and stuff like this.
No. What are they going to think about this? Like, we didn't do it. We don't plan on killing anyone, but they're going to blame it on us.
I'm just saying that right now, while the tracks are fresh, I'm going to do a search around to see, check out for tracks, see if we can find anything out of the ordinary. Maybe we can find a trail of what killed these things and track it down.
So you are able to...
If you want, I can track.
I have tracking. I'm the tracker in this group, buddy.
What's your survival?
What's your survival?
What's yours? I asked first.
I'm not telling you until you tell me yours.
Oh, my gosh. We're having an e-peener fight at the table.
I'm a 7.
I'm the new tracker.
What's yours?
8.
Do you actually have tracking skill?
Feet, yep.
Yes, you have the feet?
Yep.
And you're an 8?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hey, he generated the character, not me.
You can assist me. You can assist me.
No.
Yeah, Fraser, why'd you make another character a tracker better than the actual tracker in the group? Thanks, Fraser.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can sense that there was supernatural powers used, but you can't sense exactly what they were.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But just because of the success of your check, not because it's impossible with your power.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was okay.
So and you were going to do an object read?
I'm going to do an object read, yeah. And then after that, I'm going to do a search of the ground and track. You're not even there yet, so.
So actually,
you're really upset he's the new tracker.
I am. That's my one job in this whole thing is the track. And
what you see is, what object did you choose?
That's a good question.
I'll tell you how you found the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They were beside each other.
Yeah.
Heads away. Looks like they had fallen from a sitting position. There's one of them had the sword jammed in the ground, almost as if to be ready. And the other had a cup in hand. That was spilled.
Oh, do an object read on the cup.
In the cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you say sword, you mean his sword, not my sword, right?
No. Yeah, his sword. Though it could be yours now, couldn't you? But anyways, so, from the cup, alright, you're able to kind of concentrate and pan back and turn from the lip of the cup back to the person holding it, and almost out of the darkness, you see Angerbotha, Anger, the big giant woman, kind of come out of the darkness with a knife and take him, and he topples over, and as the cup, you can kind of fall to the ground.
Yeah.
And then, almost as if it's like a face coming into your vision,
yeah,
like kind of coming from the side to look in your eyes, is the dark-haired, thin-featured man that you have identified as Loki.
Yeah.
He kind of looks in, waves, says, "Good night," and then it ends.
How does he know that happens? How does this object read work? So, like,
he's a god.
Good excuse. He planted the vision in there.
Possible too.
He has played with object reading and...
Well, when I come out of my object read, I explain to home what I saw. Can I judge where Angerbotha was standing? Like, now that I'm out of it, can I see, like, oh, she was standing over there.
Yep.
So I'll start my search over where she was standing, and then I'll go out in a spiral.
Yep.
Looking for tracks.
You didn't see that they had the sword or anything, did you?
I didn't mention
it. His vision ended.
Yeah.
Part.
And if you want to make a tracking check, which would be a survival.
Yep.
I'm going to go get Wolf's Eye. tell him something's up.
You just want him to track, don't you?
Well, you're tracking right now.
18.
Yeah. It's not very difficult to track her because she's so large and heavy.
Yeah.
And the ground is so soft. But you can see where... You can see her footprints from where she stepped out of the darkness. They're there. And you can see her footprints where she would have cut the guy's throat.
Yeah. But that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. She's extremely light on her feet when she wants to be. I don't know. Maybe pig's nose, wolf eye, will be able to track better.
Oh, listen, slave.
Can't use to that.
Hey. So I come find you and I whisper to you, we may have some trouble. Come on.
Alright.
And I don't want to really alert everyone else just yet.
It's about the time when people are going to start disembarking for their breakfast. Because remember, every morning they have their breakfast on land.
Yeah. Or maybe it would be a good idea to pull those crates.
Wouldn't it be good if... Why don't we just tell them what happened? What's wrong with that?
Frank, they're going to think it's us, but those were our men.
Why would we kill our own men?
Yeah, good point. I'm going to go tell Paul.
We'll speak to them.
I'm going to tell Paul that we found two of our own men with their throats cut.
The first thing he says is, you say we found two men with throats, he says, Slavs?
No.
No.
I thought I went with him. No? Okay.
Slavs. Yeah? Seems like a logical conclusion, but then why didn't they get us or slit our throats? We were outside as well.
Good point. That is odd.
So, I don't really know what to tell you right now, but maybe you should come look.
I will. He calls for... He kind of turns to one guy and says, get Nicholas out of his quarters. We need him.
Who's Nicholas?
Not anyone you've met yet.
That's why I was.
Oh, you're actually asking him?
Yes.
He says, He's a man of talents, a scholar. He may have some input into this. Much like your friend Theodore, a scholar. Okay, and... So, he's come to get... Got you, told Paul. Can you just make another survival roll, please?
Sure. That's a 24.
Okay, you find a second set of prints.
Okay.
The person that came up behind Mikloff. So Anger took out Gunner.
Okay.
And the second set of very light, very man-sized feet behind Mikloff. And those led to where Holm was sleeping. And then they also were gone.
What? You mean another pair of feet just came to me?
No, well, yeah. The ones that stole your soul. Or someone stole your soul.
Oh, right.
Obviously, that was the Loki who was waving. Eh, nice. I'll just take that thing off his face. Put an arrow. Two arrows in both eyes. Four arrows.
I think one should suffice.
They say God.
Oh, that might be an actual good point.
And two in a year. In each year.
Anyways.
I'm going to see the throat.
I'm going to find out where my sword is, because I like that sword. That's good sword.
Make a pincushion out of it.
Lasted longer than some players.
Would it anger the gods too much? Would you think it'd anger Loki a lot if my morning exercises now involved a crudely carved target in the shape of Loki?
But do you honestly think you guys haven't pissed him off enough?
No,
if he wants you dead.
Yes. I did call him a coward, so.
17 to scry.
Which, do you know that I call Loki a coward?
For your sword?
Yeah, can I scry on swords?
Object, yep.
Okay.
And familiarity would have to probably give you, like, plus 15, so it'd be 32. And, that's a good cliffhanger.